what he was thinking. He's saying he was going to not sing a song. Da, da, da. We have a contract here now. We have to worship before I preach. And if we don't worship, I'm not preaching. Matthew chapter 20, verse 1. I don't know how to title this, Kyle. I'm going to take a shot on this one. Jesus' hiring agency. Okay, I know, Kyle. Just put it in there. But the thing about Jesus' hiring agency, it's bad business. I just title that stuff sometimes just to get on some people's nerves. Amen? You all right? You got it? It's Jesus' hiring agency. And if we hired like Jesus did, we'd go out of business. But I'm glad he does what he does. Amen? Y'all ready? Y'all ready to take this word for a spin? Are y'all excited to be here? You know, when I was a young preacher, I say that around some preachers, and they laugh at me because I'm 45. They're like, you ain't even started preaching yet. When I was a real young preacher, every single time they asked me to come to the pulpit, I ran. I'd blaze up steps. I'd blaze over stuff. I'd jump over walls. I was so excited. You know? You get older and you take the stuff for granted. Well, I have to go. I have church and I got... God, wouldn't your younger self just rip your arms off and beat you to death with them? I know it's gruesome, but I had to say it. But I'm asking you this. Remember, I don't believe... I was sitting there thinking today and going over some stuff. I don't think any Christian ever got, when they got saved, I don't believe any of them, especially preachers and teachers, ever got saved and said, I can't wait till I get to settle. I can't wait till I get to settle and just you know, do my thing. I bet every one of us wanted to be crazy radical for Jesus. We wanted to go and do the craziest stuff and be a part of the crazy. We wanted him to send us. We wanted to see the walls fall down. We wanted to see the lame healed. We wanted to see the blind see. We wanted to see souls saved, lives changed. And somewhere in the mix, it's easier to settle than to be radical. And you think I'm sitting here preaching to you? I'm not. I'm preaching to myself. Because ever so often, I just say, God, keep stirring me up. Don't let the stuff settle. The good stuff. Y'all ever drink? When you was kids, you ever drink Kool-Aid? I did. When I was a kid, we had real Kool-Aid back then. It wasn't pre-mixed. So what you did is you dumped a half a bag of sugar in there. I remember when you was old school, nobody done the math, you just kids. They said, go on there and make you some Kool-Aid. And you're like, all right. You mix it up. By the end of the drink, down at the bottom, you had like this sugary goodness, right? That sometimes you'd have to get a teaspoon. Is that right, the teaspoon? Is that the long one? Which, come on, help me out, somebody. The one where you could, you know, get half your hand in there and, you know, scoop it out. Never mind. Your tongue was red and you, or grape or whatever, you'd sugar. Well, that's all the good, right? And by natural, all the good settles sometimes because it's thick and it goes to the bottom. That's sometimes as Christians, we need to be stirred up. Because we don't. We'll have all that, just that bland mix at the top. Because I don't even mean to, I'm just meddling. If you don't mind, if I meddle a little bit. It's Wednesday night. We're family, right? See, what happens is, that even mixed, good, you know, bland top stuff, everybody can handle that. when you're running on that good stuff, not everybody can handle that. Because they're like, it's a little too much. Too loud, too excited, too this, too that. But God wants the good. His apostles, his disciples, constantly said, I am trying to stir up your pure mind. I'm trying to stir you up. You're trying to settle. I'm trying to stir. You're trying to settle. I'm trying to stir. You're trying to settle. God, I hope we don't settle as a church. Amen? We're in the midst of a crazy good revival. I hope we don't settle. I hope we don't ever go, man, we're so used to going in there and seeing all this happen and people doing what they're doing and people getting saved and people in the altar and people doing, and there's just more people joining the church. I hope we don't ever say, oh, that's just normal. That ain't just normal. And I don't want some of it. I want more of it. More and more and more and more and more of it. man. Y'all want to get in the Word? Yeah, preacher, let's get in the Word. That's what we came for. We didn't come to hear you ramble on. Matthew 20, verse 1. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. I want y'all to understand this. It's his house, his vineyard. His house, his vineyard. His heaven, his earth. His house is in heaven. Amen? I've gone to prepare a place for you. The Father, that's heaven. That's his. It belongs to him. This earth is his vineyard. It belongs to him. He don't owe you nothing, and you can't afford nothing. He don't owe you nothing. You don't bargain with God. It's his stuff. He can do whatever he wants to do. Ain't that cool? He said, why, God, why are you doing this? Because it's my stuff. My heaven and my earth, I do it my way. And I love that. Because it's radically different than the way we would do it. Amen? You're about to see it. This hiring agency is crazy. If anything, I know what work is. I started working at a young age. My dad told me, one of the few things, my dad and my stepdad especially, they told me one thing. I wear my kids out with it too, but he told me one thing. Go to work and outwork everybody, especially if it's a physical job. Do your best. Amen? He goes, don't let the boss catch you not doing something, and you will always have a job. You understand? That's what he told me. That's what he told me. Hey, I understood that when I read in the scriptures, for the wages of sin is death. I totally understand that. I sinned, I get a paycheck, death. I get it. I earned it, right? But the gift of God, I had no clue what that is. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, right? I have no idea what that means. You mean I work, I earn, and I don't get paid for that. I get some kind of gift that negates what I work for, and I get paid with eternal life because Jesus somehow goes in there and receives your paycheck that you work for. God. Oh man, I feel like kicking some of y'all's tires. I'm talking about the thing that you earned your debt. You earned your eternal destination, which was a place called hell. We earned it. And for somehow, he come in and avoided a check. Whew. Man, Kenneth, I think you understand what I'm talking about. When I work for something, I want my paycheck. You hear me? When I was working, when I worked at a factory, or I worked on the job, right? We're ready. How many hours do you work? 46.2. 61.3. It's on the marker. Let's have it, right? Don't forget the cents. Man, are we right? It's the first paycheck in my life. I'm thinking, thank God I ain't got to pay that. I don't want that, baby. Because God could run a list on you and tell you all the things that you earned. Remember you when you worked... You worked overtime for this one, baby. Amen? You didn't think nobody was... I keep good records. You thought nobody seen you. You was going to get paid for this. No, God. I seen when you worked over here, when you looked left and you looked right and you didn't think nobody was looking, I was keeping the hours and the records. Woo! When one day we stand before God, give me that payday. Hey, bring the slain Lamb of God. One day on an old rugged cross, he took the paycheck for you. You don't have to take it. You don't have to pay that. It's been paid to him. You get a gift. You get a gift. You know what a gift is, don't you? It's the thing that the Bible refers to salvation to every single time. It's not a reward. It's not something you earn. It's a gift freely given to someone who didn't qualify. And that gift's always given in grace. Unmerited favor. That's what grace is. He comes in and says, I give you this free gift because you never earned it. Will y'all help me preach just a little? Could you imagine this, though? And usually when he gives you the first installment, when he gives you the full installment, when he gives you the full salvation, when he gives you eternal life, and when he starts in your life, you know when that is? It's the day when you said, I deserve the paycheck today. It's the day when you realize how much you do owe Jesus. It's the day that you repent. It's the day when you say, God, I don't deserve heaven. I deserve hell. And God, forgive me of my sins. I'm not good enough to get in. It's usually when you're at your lowest is when the gift is being received. I can go through the whole scripture. I can go through everywhere in the New Testament and show you. There was a demonic man who was naked and cutting himself and living in the tombs. Why did the gift show up? Because that was the day. God, here I am. I'm guilty. If you want to, can you save somebody like me? He goes, man, I've preached that so many times here, you get tired of it. I don't. I always like it. If he can save somebody like that guy, well, he can save somebody like me. Amen? God, I can't wait till we get in heaven. I hope they run that thing on HD. Amen? Could you see that dude running out of them tombs, bleeding, chains on, screaming. I mean, dude, you ain't seen Christ. I've seen some crazy looking people, man. I bet them disciples were like, oh my gosh, what have we got into with Jesus? Amen? We thought this was going to be ministry. I mean, this is crazy. Y'all ready? Maybe I'll preach what we came to preach. I don't know. Verse 2. When he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. He gets up early in the morning. Some people say like 8, 9 in the morning. Goes down into the market. Goes down to where the laborers are. And says, anybody want to go in the field? Anybody want to go first? Well, here's what I'm paying. I'm paying a penny, a denarii. I'm paying one. Anybody want to go? Them guys ain't got no job. All right, yeah, let's go. Jumped out there at 9 o'clock in the morning. They're out in the field and they're working. And I mean, they are putting the work to it. And they're thinking, hey, what a great deal. Amen. And I mean, that's, and we can always do this. I want you to understand this. It's always representation of the Jewish people, but it's also a representation of people who get saved early in life too. And it's okay. Praise God. I don't care if you get saved when you're 7 or 8 or 9. I don't care if you get saved when you're 50. But don't look down on either one. Amen. That's God's stuff, not my stuff. Amen. But he jumps in there and he sends them out in the vineyard early in the morning. That makes sense, don't it? That part of this story makes sense. Go out there early in the morning to get you some workers. Get in the field. Early in life, comes down there and says, hey, I need you. Let's go. I want your life. Yes, Jesus, I want to do this. Let's go. 8, 9, 10 jumps in the field, goes to work. Makes sense. Jews, makes sense. Hey, they got Jesus first. Amen? They got Jesus first. He loved them first. He wanted them first. We get upset. I don't care to be the second bride. I don't care to be the one who chose. I don't care if I'm the one trying to make them jealous. I'm doing a good job of it. Never mind. You'll get that later. Hey, I don't mind. Y'all know why I always do this. With Rebecca and Leah, remember? Y'all mind if I piddle around right here for a second? Just piddle. Leah. Her eyes, something soft-eyed, wild-eyed, tangle-eyed, lost-eyed. I don't know, something's wrong, right? And her name means gazelle. She's quick in a race. But she's not Rebecca. Amen. He's seen her, and he said, whoa, I got to have her. He didn't even notice Leah. We don't even get to meet Leah until the night of the wedding. And she's in the tent, and he don't even realize it. There's a whole other message there. Amen? I'm really going to preach here, if you don't mind. This has been on my mind all day. I was going to try to avoid it, but I won't, because I think God's in this. Leah had three children right off the bat. Bam, bam, bam. Here, one, maybe my husband will see and love me. Amen? Maybe my husband will see and love me. You ever tried to please everybody? And for some reason you couldn't please nobody because, being honest, you didn't think you was good enough anyway. Man, we're getting a whole mess right here. There's better Christians than me. There's smarter Christians than me. There's people done this longer than me. I'm a nobody. God probably don't even want to deal with me. I worked myself silly for a year, and God, the first fruit you get, oh gosh, I hope it's got the church. I hope it's girl at the church. I hope somebody's pleased with me. I hope they can see what I'm doing. Y'all can't even handle it. Can y'all handle that? Have you ever done something in the spiritual realm where other people see you and verify you or validate you? Whew. Some of y'all, we get validated by what we do, but not who we're involved with. That's Jesus, amen? So the next one, maybe he'll hear that I've done a good thing and love me, amen? Whew. God, that's pretty deep, ain't it? Maybe my husband, maybe this person on earth. I can't see that God's pulled me out of a wicked nation and changed my life and he's doing work in me. Maybe I'm going to please somebody on this faith. Maybe I'll please somebody that's not God. Why do we worry about pleasing people so much and we don't ever think about pleasing God? We're trying to get the approval of a man when we need to get the approval of God. The third one, she said, well, maybe he'll be committed to me. Oh, Levi, maybe you'll commit to me now. Amen. I mean, she's given, hey, Leah's not much to look at, but praise God, sometimes packages and contents are quite deceptive. Amen. Some people come in a good package, but the content's useless. Amen. You get Leah, she looks a little different, but my goodness, she's a good wife. And she's giving him boys. I'm telling you right now, she's blessed. And she's saying, man, I need some commitment here. Hopefully he'll commit to me. And then she figures it all out. Child number four, Judah. I'll just praise the Lord. I'll just praise God. No, never mind. Have you ever got to a place? And if you ain't ever got to a place, I hope you get to a place where you'll stop worrying about what everybody thinks about you and get to a place where you understand what God thinks about you. And then you can understand it really doesn't matter. They can get on board or get off board as long as you're right with God. Well, you know what? I don't care if you see me. I don't care if you hear me. And I don't care if you commit to me. Praise God, I'm just going to praise Him because He loves me. I'll just praise Him. I'll stop trying to please everybody else and I'll just praise Him. It takes you about, you know, 4 or 5 good years and you've wore yourself out for everybody when you finally have one that just prays, right? Thank you, Lord. Thank you for letting me live long enough to see that it ain't about them and it ain't about him and it ain't about her. It's about me and you. I'm glad a Judah came out. Amen. Can I just go one deeper there? Because this ain't, I'm way off where my message is supposed to be. Do you know who came out of the tribe of Judah? Just a little boy named Jesus. Huh? Right? Golly, y'all like this kind of stuff? Think about this. Couldn't please him with what he's saying. Couldn't please him with what he heard. Couldn't get him to commit. But when she got hooked up with God and said, I don't care. I'm just going to praise you and I'll just fall in love with you. You make a better husband than the one that married me. Jacob's a trickster. He won't even understand what he's got until it becomes Jerusalem. Never mind. I'm just throwing stuff out there and see if it'll stick. Right? My hub, he won't even know what's good until he figures it out himself. He's got a conflict going on inside of him with God. I was just thrown in. Golly bum. That's a shouter. If you ever want to run, you can run. You don't, that's a shouter. I don't care. Kevin, you don't belong. I know. I don't care if I was just threw in on the deal. I don't care. I don't care if Laban just threw her in because he didn't know if he was ever going to get married. I don't care. Hey, beast living with the devil. Amen. I ain't got to be God's favorite. I just want to be in the family. I don't have to be his child with the first one on the billfold. I ain't got to be on the refrigerator. But hey, when it's eating time, I can have a scrap thrown my way at the kids' table. Man, I'll keep preaching until one of you breaks loose. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if you... I didn't mean to preach any of this stuff. This is bonus stuff. You should have had a fit with it. I like this kind of stuff. Amen. I like stuff like that because I've been there before trying to please people. Look at me. Hear me. Commit to me. Well, commit to God. You commit to God, people can commit to that. If you want them to commit to you, that's egotistical anyway. Whoops. Move on, Kevin. Move on. Amen. Scariest thing somebody says, no matter where you go, I go with you. Don't do that. Follow God. Don't follow a preacher. Amen? Because sometimes God will take a preacher where you can't go. Oh, I'm sorry. We like that stuff when it feels good. Hallelujah, praise God. We say something tough, like, I'll just not take a note there. Y'all ready to move on back to where we're supposed to be? You got a preacher that's got AD or D or something. He'll just preach whatever God puts on his heart, I guess. And he went about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. He said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Go out there about 3 o'clock in the evening, there's just guys standing around down at the marketplace. There's a diversity at the marketplace. There's all kinds of people. It's not the people you wanted at first. And it's getting late. I got saved late. Amen. Not as late as some, but late for me. Amen. Here's what he said. Hey, you want to go in the vineyard too? For so-and-so, same as what we paid the other guys. You go in there, we get one denarii. You going to go in there and get to work? Man, I'll tell you right now, they're hitting the field wide open. You ever seen somebody? You ever somebody get saved maybe in that middle age? If they didn't get saved, they got excited. Amen. The ones that been in the vineyard, they ain't excited no more. God, come on. You know, they got down in the vineyard, they were cutting and working and harvesting, and all of a sudden about 3 o'clock, another truckload showed up. Remember, it was like, woo, we're about to get paid. Right? That's like a new Christian. They come in here, and you've been here. I've been here. I've been in this church 20 years. I've been in church 30 years. I've been in church 40 years. I've been in church down here 50 years. Me and my grandma, we started this church over here. We didn't church start right there. Somebody you ain't never heard of, you don't know their name, you don't know where they're from. Matter of fact, they don't look like you, they don't talk like you, and they don't sound, and they are shouting the voice, and they're like, they got crazy ideas. Brother, I want to sing and shout and do this. Hello, now. And you're like, God, what in the world's wrong with this guy? What's wrong with this girl? Gosh. It's like they just got here. No, they act like you when you first got in the feet. They act like you when you first got there. You've just settled down. And they got a good deal. You've been saved for a while, but guess what? You're settled now. You're all mature, and you know how to handle yourself. Don't worry. They'll learn how to act. Unfortunately, we do. Oh, man, I didn't know it was going to go here, friends. We had a friendship. And now this thing's dissolving, and now you're wondering if you're going to talk to me after church. It'll be all right. I'll preach something else next week, and you'll love me. Verse 5, and again he went out about the sixth hour, and the ninth hour and did likewise. What? He went, I mean, late. Hey, old boy, get up. It's almost hitting time. And a truck shows up with, these are nuts. No, come on, man. I mean, these are the crazy. These are the dudes, when they come off the back of the truck, you're like, "That what? They hired that guy?" I'm talking, you know what I mean? You didn't, I bet they didn't drug test him. I bet that. I bet they didn't drug test him. I bet they didn't. I bet there's some references on that application. That ain't true. I know that joker's been fired several times. Right? But you talking about excited bunch. You talking about flames are flying. These people's got flames coming off their shoulders. They going up and down every row of the vineyard, and they pass you up. And they're shouting and singing and hallelujah and what in the world. And you're going, why ain't you something? Why ain't you? What are you? You're going to ruin this row. You keep acting like that. Don't care what you think, because the master of the field is the one who called me here. You can get over it. Or you can get and talk to Jesus. But guess what? We're kin now, baby. I'm going to keep working. And I'm going to get paid just like you. Amen? I'm going to get the same payment. Now, don't make no sense. Now, these dudes don't make no sense. He's running some shaky business right here. I mean, it's just a few hours from closing time. And a truckload's up in here. Anybody got saved late in life? Anybody getting excited late in life about Jesus again? You just rolling off the old tomato truck late? I'm here to work. I'm here to have a good time. God didn't forget about me. And you're just out there shouting and having a good time, and people can't figure, man, I wish they'd just sat down. Jesus sitting there going, I don't want you to settle down. I got plenty of field to work. Amen. I got plenty of field to work. Look at this. I want y'all to see it. About the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing. I, well, no, you didn't. Saith unto them, why stand ye here all day idle? These are the dudes that ain't doing nothing. They weren't even looking. They come out late. Now, these are the people you'll find at Walmart at 12. No, I didn't say that. Scratch that from the record, Kyle. They say unto him, because no man hath hired us, he saith unto them, go also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall you receive. So when evening was come, and the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his servants, call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. What? And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. And when the first came, they supposed that they should receive more. And they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, these last wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and the heat of the day. Makes sense. I'm with them, aren't you? Yes. But he answered one of them and said, friend. Jesus just said, friend. Never mind. Has your boss ever got on to you and had to call you friend? Listen, friend. Never mind. You'll get it later. It's got a capital F right there too, by the way. I do thee no wrong. Didst thou not agree with me for a penny? Take that that thine is, and go thy way. I will give unto this least, even as unto thee. Is it? Yeah, you're getting it. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? Oh, man. You know, if you grasp all this, maybe tonight about 12 o'clock, all of a sudden you'll be resting, all of a sudden your mind will click in. And you'll get what this is. These are the people who get saved last. I mean the last people. I'm talking about the last ones before God comes back. They're going to come up to, listen, I don't know when you got saved. I don't know who's going to be at the very back of the line. Maybe old Methuselah. You done your Bible study, you know who I'm talking about. He's the oldest dude in the Bible. Amen? Maybe he's standing there back in the back of the line going, you mean That dude that got saved in 2018 is getting his reward first. And I'm looking down all the way down to that back door down there. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever been on a long line? You ever had somebody cut a long line? Now we know what we're talking about, right? Have you ever been waiting for a long time? And now listen, Ray, can you handle this? Watch this, Ray. This is what I like. I like these people. You've been waiting for like 2 good hours, you know, and you're mad, but you ain't telling nobody. Somebody turn around and look at you, go, then all of a sudden, one of their goofy friends comes up and just kind of sidles right there, and then all of a sudden, just kind of like side in and say, if you don't mind. And you go like this, you go, I don't mind killing you right now. Right? Come on, I know we're spiritual, but that's truth. Amen. I don't mind. I wouldn't mind ripping your arms off. Because I've been standing here for 2 hours and you haven't been, and that's not right. Amen. You understand how angry you'd be? And we're talking about a carnival ride. We're talking about a restaurant. We're talking about somewhere. We're talking about the kingdom of God. Oh, Joe, man, that guy that gets saved, the last person. Listen, I want you to hear me. The last person that hears the gospel and says, you know what? I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who died for my sins. I accept that. That joker's going to the front of the line. Getting his reward. And we shouldn't be upset about that. What should we be doing? Shouting. Amen? Because I don't care where I'm at in line. I'll guarantee you I can turn around. That line's pretty long. Amen. I can look ahead of me and it's pretty short. Amen. I stick my hand up and say, thank you, God. As long as I'm in the line. Amen. As long as I'm in that pay line for the master in his field. It's just a parable. This is not, it's just give you an idea of what heaven's going to be like. Listen, this is the whole sum up of the parable. So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen. Man, if you're a child of God, you should live your life so excited, so on fire. And when somebody asks you why, you say, man, I was one of the last loads in. I mean, God, He come down into the marketplace and found me and got me in on one of the last loads. You might not like me, but I'm in the field, baby. I'm in the field. And I mean, just tell everybody like that. Just tell them, I got in when I wasn't supposed to be in. And I'm just producing. I'm just going to try to produce whatever I can produce for the kingdom of God because I'm already in. Because God does this neat thing. If He lets you in the vineyard, you're already in the house. Amen? I've gone to prepare a place for you. Right? Oh, man, I love that. God's up there working on me a place. I don't know what He's got in mind. I don't care. Amen? I just can't wait to get there. We get to heaven, He's like, I've gone. Some say rooms, some say mansion. I don't care if it's rooms in a mansion. Amen? Some people say, I wouldn't mind living by the side. I'm not a big camper. Amen? At least have good AC. Never mind. All right, let's stand. Come get a song. I get carried away. Come get a song, Scott. Man, take some of this and let it mold in your mind. Let it resonate in your heart and your mind. Amen? Take some of this stuff and just let it marinate in your mind how good God has been to you. That He does not make sense the way He deals with us. He sung that reckless love at the very beginning. That's exactly what this is. This is reckless business. This is reckless how He handles us. And I'm glad He does. I'm glad He comes in the late in life to get you. I'm glad He comes and gets the people that, you know, when they show up, that last crazy bunch. Man, that's going to be a fine bunch, man. They'll stir us up. Amen? I don't know if you know this or not. We're living in the last church age. Amen? And it's not very common that we see the fire of God in this last church age. So if you got it, why not stir it up till it's a flame? Amen? Go ahead.